Lisa Connell.
Now, Lisa, how did you get involved with this project?
I have been helping brain tumour research for some time now, helping to fundraise and create awareness because I have a brain tumour myself, which is inoperable, currently stable, so I'm determined to live it, and brain tumour are helping me do that.
That's really fantastic, and I'm really pleased to hear that you're living life to the full. What has today meant to you?
It's been amazing. I never expected to be dressed up wearing a hat, so for that in itself and to do the photo shoot is just unreal. I love it.
And a quick word about the Platinum Jubilee. Are you excited for that this summer?
Very excited. I can't wait, and I can't wait to see the pictures.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Have a lovely summer.
Thank you, and you too.
So I'm here with
Sally Godman.
Now, Sally, what's your involvement with the charity?
Well, I help my friend who's got an inoperable brain tumour, and I help her do a lot of fundraising and voluntary work.
Fantastic. And what has today meant to you? It's a really special day to be here with your friend and modelling such amazing hats.
Well, I never expected it to be like this. We've literally walked in jeans and a white T-shirt, thinking that's what we'd be doing, just wearing some hats. And we've all got glammed up. We've had makeup artists, stylists, everything. It's been so much fun. It's been absolutely amazing.
And some really precious, happy, special memories with your friend as well.
Yeah, lovely memories. Something that we can definitely look back on and be proud of.
Absolutely, and such a special year to do it. Just a final word, and what do you think about the Jubilee celebrations coming up in the summer?
Oh, we're really excited, and I'm sure hopefully we'll be watching it on the TV. If not, we'll get here ourselves, won't we, Lise?
Thank you so much. Have a lovely summer.
Thank you very much.
I'm joined by
Anne McEntee.
Now, Anne, tell us a little bit about your journey.
My journey began in November 2013 when my husband was diagnosed with a glioblastoma known commonly as a DBM4. It's an incurable brain tumour, brain cancer. It's treatable, but not curable. The average survival time is 2 years. In many cases, it's less than that. Tom went through 2 years of 5 brain operations, radio, chemo, the standard procedure in the Royal Marsden and in St George's. St George's were absolutely amazing, as were the Royal Marsden. The support we had was wonderful. When Tom passed away on the 7th of November 2015, my children and I felt that we needed to do something. We weren't terribly sure what, and we decided to support research because many other cancers have had or have now better outcomes as a result of research. And we realised that the research and the knowledge surrounding brain tumours was very, very sparse. The funding is appalling, and brain tumours affect more people under 40 years old than any other cancer. It's totally indiscriminate. I know children from age 2, and the oldest person I know who passed away with a brain tumour is 73. So, and right the way across that age range. We have done various fundraising over the last number of years. I have a brain tumour tattoo. We did a skydive. No, we didn't. We haven't done the skydive yet. We did an abseil off the Spinnaker Tower. I shaved my hair and dyed it pink. And each year we organise a Wear a Hat Day for brain tumour research. To date, we have raised just under £30,000. And next year, we are hoping for my rather large birthday, I won't say which one, we're going to do a skydive. I will be doing that with 2 of my friends. My children and a number of my family actually took part in the abseil, but at this moment they are refusing to get involved with the skydive. I will continue with every strength I have to fund a little bit. a day of research for brain tumours costs £2,740. And we want to get as many days as possible for research. And our particular interest is in Queen Mary's, where they're doing fantastic work. Originally, we wanted to raise enough to fund 5 days, one for each of our 5 grandchildren. And we now, thank goodness, and due to the generosity of so many people, we have far exceeded that. And we look forward to doing more.
It sounds like a very, very exciting year ahead for you. And goodness gracious, no wonder your children are a bit anxious if you're going to leap out of a plane next year. Tell us a little bit about today, because we are, at the moment, as we speak, both wearing the most extraordinary hats in celebration of the Queen's Jubilee. What has today meant for you?
Well, I was asked to come along and wear a hat. Well, I wear hats on a regular basis these days. I didn't in my previous life, but I do. And it's been a great privilege today to be involved in this wear a hat journey. I've got the most amazing hat. I wish you could see it. It's pink and it's beautiful. And all the hats have been designed by milliners, famous milliners. And I understand they will be worn at the Derby. And will then be auctioned for brain tumour research, which is absolutely amazing and fantastic.
Isn't it just? And your hat is stunning, I have to say. It's a beautiful pink straw number with a most stunning cream rose on it. We're very lucky to be wearing a polka dot black and white version at the moment as well. Final word on the Jubilee, because that is obviously what these hats have been made for as well, as to raise funds for the charity. Are you excited? A silly question, but what plans have you got for celebrating the Queen's 70th?
We always have an afternoon tea on Derby Day. Even though we live very close to the Downs and we go to racing regularly, we don't tend to come to the Derby. We do tend to come to the Oaks. But we will certainly be in my garden celebrating with a wonderful champagne afternoon tea.
That sounds stunning. I think I may have to adopt that tradition. And what a wonderful way to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee. Thank you so much for your time.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
I'm joined by
Karen Pengelly.
And she's from Epsom Bid. Now, Karen, tell us about what's been happening today on Epsom Downs at the racecourse.
So we've had such an exciting day. We've had 14 of the UK's most outstanding milliners have all created hats that represent the 7 decades of Her Majesty the Queen's reign. And we have been photographing and styling and having general fun with beautiful hats. The hats will all be displayed at the racecourse over the 3rd and 4th of June for the Derby Festival. And then after that, they will be sold to raise funds for Brain Tumour Research, which is a charity that have for a long time celebrated hats and have an annual Wear a Hat Day. So we've had a fantastic time today.
We've had all kinds of milliners, including one of the Royal Milliners, who's donated a hat as well, I believe.
Absolutely. Rachel Trevor Morgan has just created... I mean, all of the hats were beautiful. It's hard to pick a favourite because they were all so different. And we had sort of small, boxy 1950s styles that represented, the first few years of the Queen's reign, right the way up to huge modern confections and I mean, just outstandingly beautiful millinery.
Absolutely. And a top hat, of course, because they are very much for the Derby, which the Queen will be attending over her Jubilee weekend.
She will.
Now, tell us a bit more about what the Bid have been doing, because they've obviously got involved with this project, but you've got so many exciting things happening for the Jubilee.
Well, we chose a theme of hats really early on. Her Majesty the Queen's the world's most famous hat wearer, and horse racing is synonymous with glamour, style and hats. So we thought hats would be a fantastic theme to pick. So on the 14th of May, we have community hat making in Epsom. That will be in the atrium at Epsom Library. And we're inviting children to make hats to wear to Jubilee parties and and events that will be taking place. We have filmed videos with a local milliner, Jessica Ray, and we have local schools designing headpieces, fascinators and hats. They will be wearing those to a community event that the Jockey Club are holding at the racecourse on the 2nd of June. So it's hats all the way, and we just hope we can raise as much as possible for brain tumour research out of it.
Fantastic. And I know you were saying that over the Jubilee weekend we've got things starting off with the beacon being lit at the racecourse, and then it's over to you guys as well with more fun and merriment, and all the shops and local businesses getting involved as well.
Absolutely. Wednesday the 1st of June in Epsom is a family festival day, so from 1 o'clock onwards we have all sorts of attractions, everything from bubble shows to fun fair rides and face painting, circus skills, performers, and it's all completely free of charge. So it's there really, it's half term week. We're leading into the Jubilee weekend, and we just need some much needed light relief and fun after 2 years of quite frankly miserable days. So we are so looking forward to the Platinum Jubilee.
And also your local businesses, I believe, are all decorating their shop fronts with some rather stunning bunting. So how can they get involved and how can they ask for some help with their decorations?
Well, we will be starting to deliver. We've ordered, I just think, over 4 miles of bunting in total. And every single local shop throughout Epsom and all businesses will be receiving a shop window decoration pack over the next week or two. There is a competition. So the best dress shop will be judged by the mayor on the 1st of June, and the Jockey Club have very kindly organised tickets for winners to go to the series of summer nights concerts that they have up at the Jockey Club throughout this summer. So, you know, we want the town to look as festive and fun as possible for the forthcoming Jubilee, and that even extends to floral displays. We will be planting up troughs at entry points into town, and they will all be done in red, white, blue and silver flowers. We have banners going up, bunting everywhere, you know. It's just going to be huge amounts of fun, and hopefully creating memories that people will, you know, hold dear for years and years to come.
Absolutely. And with the Queen actually arriving in Epsom for the Derby as well, you know, absolutely pull out all the stops. Thank you so much for your time. Cannot wait to see how things are going to evolve over the next few weeks, and looking forward to celebrating the Jubilee.
I hope to see you here over that weekend.
Thank you.